It's funny how one little piece of information can change your perspective, even though circumstances may not have changed at all. Like the day my daughter Amy and I were having lunch. She shared something she and her sister Kimberly discovered. I was diagnosed with lung cancer the previous day. Amy told me that the uncommon type of lung cancer I have, bronchioli alveolar carcinoma, or BAC, is not associated with smoking. Wow. Lung cancer not caused by smoking? I was intrigued, actually thrilled. Later, my lung cancer specialist confirmed that there was no correlation between my smoking history and my lung cancer. I am a former smoker. I quit smoking at the age of 25, nearly 30 years ago. Barely one day had passed since my diagnosis, and yet I had already experienced a surprisingly harsh reality, not of cancer, or even of death, but of people's response to lung cancer. Lung cancer survivors are rare. Only 15% survive 5 years, compared to 88% for breast cancer and 99% for prostate cancer. Yet, inevitably, the first thing people want to know when they find out I have lung cancer is if I am a smoker. I did it myself before I was diagnosed. Anti-smoking campaigns have taught us that smoking causes cancer. So we assume people with lung cancer made their own beds. That's why that moment in the restaurant was incredibly liberating for me. It brought a sense of forgiveness and freedom from guilt. Sure, I still had to face lung cancer, but at least I didn't have to feel guilty about it. Since my diagnosis, I've met and learned about so many people with lung cancer who never smoked. Gerald, a former football player, Lila, Marion, Beau, Janice, 22-year-old Catherine, 21-year-old Taylor, 19-year-old Brittany, Julie, who left behind her husband and 3 small children, David, who left his wife and 2 young children. Then there's Abby, a 10-year-old Georgia girl with BAC who was fighting for her life. All never smokers. I was amazed to learn that this year the number of deaths from Americans who never smoked will surpass the number of Americans who die from AIDS. I was also surprised to learn that most people diagnosed with lung cancer are actually non-smokers. They either never smoked or already quit, perhaps decades ago, like myself. From my right lung, doctors removed a 5-centimeter tumor in the upper and middle lobes. Then I had about 4 months of chemotherapy. Today, I'm healthy. I don't have to be on oxygen, and I work out. But then there are those whose black clouds remain. In addition to facing almost certain and imminent death, they face the accusations and condemnation of others, whether silent or spoken, along with their own guilt and shame. Most people don't realize lung cancer is the number one cancer killer of both men and women. It kills twice as many women as breast cancer. In fact, it kills more than breast, colon, and prostate cancers combined. One of the greatest misconceptions about lung cancer is that it is always caused by smoking. Imagine being hit by a bus with only a slim chance of surviving. Now imagine that when your friends learned about your imminent death, their response was, "Did you step in front of the bus?" That's how lung cancer patients feel every time they share their diagnosis, only to receive the insensitive response, "Do you smoke?" It reminds me of the early days of AIDS, the stigma, judgment, lack of compassion, lack of funding. I believe things will change, though. Americans are compassionate. We learn and evolve, just like we did with AIDS. Once we become aware and begin to understand, we open our hearts, and great things happen. Anybody can get lung cancer. Nobody deserves it.